To decide what to invest in, you have to decide first how much security you want. Or, to look at it the other way round, decide how much you are prepared to gamble. If you really need all the money you've got, or if you are the sort of person who watches every penny, you should probably put your money into a bank savings account. You will get a little interest, and that is all. But there is no risk involved, unless your bank goes bankrupt, but that shouldn't happen in most countries. If you are a gambler, and preferably rich, then you will probably be happiest investing in startups, new companies which nobody knows much about and which might make a fortune quickly. However, there are more which quickly disappear, and you can easily lose money. Of course, if you are a real gambler, determined to lose or win a fortune, you can buy on margin in the futures market. You commit yourself to buy a huge amount of stock sometime in the future at a certain price. You also plan to sell it immediately at whatever the market price is. So you only need to provide the money to pay for your loss if the stock goes down, or, hopefully, to pocket your profit if it goes up. Of course, if you miscalculate, you can really lose a fortune in this way, and many people who do it have very short fingernails. The property market can also be a good investment. And if you bought a flat in any Western city centre, you could certainly rent it easily for a good price. However, the problem here can be if you get bad tenants. When they don't pay, it can be very difficult to get rid of them, especially in cities like Paris. It is easier in London and New York. The rent is not all profit, however. You also have to maintain the property and spend money on new kitchen equipment, decorating between tenants, and 100 other things. If you have money to invest, why not think about spending it instead? Go on a trip, or buy that BMW you've always wanted. That way, you are at least sure that it will be you who gets the benefit, and not those who inherit your hard-earned capital.